Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Free Human Podcast. As I'm sitting here, it is currently 11:30 p.m. and I am in Abu Dhabi with just 2 days here. I just came back from a week in Greenland, a week in Socotra. I'm about to go meet a free human in Iraq, which I'm very excited about. So I thought it is an interesting time to make this recording because I have my videographer that's traveling with me and capturing all the beauty of the world, as well as this free human episode in Iraq, in the room next door, sleeping. And I am just working last minute, so late, on this podcast episode because I want to start releasing episodes from previous guests, and I didn't feel it was appropriate to release somebody else's episode before I introduce this podcast to the world. And my phone is low on battery. I am doing this on my phone. It is not professional. It isn't even thought out very well. However, I kind of like it because I think it is an interesting way to do humble beginnings of a desire and a idea that I so truly believe in. The free human concept, whilst I know it is a very triggering actually for a lot of people, and it's been an interesting journey to keep refining my messages to ensure that they get viewed, these videos that I've been doing now since the beginning of the year. I've done 7 free human episodes, I think, so nothing too extensive as I've been dealing with a whole bunch of stuff in the back end. So this has been really the only amount I've been able to put out in this short amount of time. And I'm very proud of the episodes. And it's been 10 months of hearing people's feedback and not being able to pump out as many episodes as I want in order for people to see that, like, I hear what you're saying. I really hear what you're saying with needing to refine this message. It's just that I'm not getting these episodes out as fast as I can. And I'm obviously not able to talk to as many people as I can right now. It's been 5 people I've spoken to. That's it. The other first episode was on myself. Another episode was doing a just editing 3 or 4 episodes of other speakers and putting it into one video. So there is so many more episodes coming. Like, I'm so excited for the people that I get to introduce you to. And I don't even know a lot of these people. And that's what the cool thing is with this series, is that I just love so much having conversations with brilliant minds. And I'm aware that sometimes people don't get access to these minds living in different places around the world. Sometimes you don't have access to people that want to have a different way of living, and they want to evolve, they want to change, they want something different from their life, and they want freedom. And yeah, freedom is super triggering right now because of the landscape of the world. Inflation is through the roof, people's salaries aren't going up. There is, you know, there's pain in the world. And so when you flash freedom in front of people, especially, I suppose, comparing it to a freaking lifestyle like mine, which I will say is, I mean, how do I say this without sounding like a douchebag? Pretty hard, but it is a very far-fetched lifestyle. Let's just put it that way. And I look at my life now, and sometimes I don't realize the perfection, the beauty of what I've created. And when I say perfection, mind you, there's a lot of shit that goes on the back end that I think a lot of people wouldn't want to deal with. The bigger, I just feel like the challenges get bigger the more that you have this grand life. And that's not to diminish anybody else's experiences of what they're going through, because that also wouldn't be fair. But yeah, there's definitely challenges. So I'm just saying that this life that I'm living is really, really big. So how do I say, you know, to people, freedom, get freedom, whilst they're thinking that I'm saying, like, create a life like mine, make sure that you become really rich? And that's not what freedom is. And I'm grateful for everybody's feedback because it has helped me to be a bit more conscious of how I approach these situations. Let me plug in my phone so I can actually get this episode fully recorded, which would be glorious. So yeah, the feedback has been really nice, and I've been very grateful for people sharing their thoughts on this whole concept and pulling me back in line. Sometimes it feels tiring though, because I have had a lot of unfollows. Feels like, man, sometimes I just wish I was, you know, just choosing easy topics that people don't get triggered. Like, maybe if I stuck to photography, doing the advanced selfie concept, it would have been to my advantage. But I can't. I evolve, I change, and I don't know, I just, there's really something about this free human concept that I just know is what people are going to want. Maybe if I called it something less triggering, people would be more inclined to listen. And I know, once again, that the people that are here listening to this right now are very interested in this concept, and it is the minorities that are really loud and unfollowing because you're triggering me, because you're tone deaf and you're privileged. That's a very common feedback. So with the hate out of the way, and focusing too much on that, I think this was just my roundabout way of saying, like, this is the beginning and I am so excited, and I'm introducing the podcast, the grand podcast, the Free Human podcast with Cyrilla Moore, in this very bizarre way, because I will say that I grew my socials and my online presence through being very authentic and vulnerable and transparent. And I will say that sometimes being fully professional isn't my forte. I overshare, I do things on a whim, and I almost feel like sometimes the things that I do on a whim are more spectacular than things that I overthink and sit down and plan, because it does come from the heart. There isn't really anything I can't fake anything in this moment, because it's 11:30 p.m. and I'm talking to my phone. But with that being said, let me tell you a little bit about how I see Free Human evolving in the future. And I will also say that I recently came across a post on Instagram, and it just said, if you want to make anything work for yourself, do the rule of 100. So 100 podcast episode, 100 blog posts, 100 cold calls, 100 videos. And that stuck for me because I am so dedicated to this, knowing the amount of pushback that I'm getting, that you guys will get 100 podcasts and 100 episodes of Free Human, because I want to see this through. These episodes are actually very expensive to make for me as well. It's the most I've ever put into anything, with nothing, no return, just the belief that it's going to work. Because we are in such a complicated landscape, because inflation has gone up so much, because I still so wholeheartedly believe in the lie of the system, of how we're told that this is the way you should live and this is the only way, and people get stuck really early on, and it is harder to escape, I would say, when you are a little bit older and you have certain roots established. Right now I have to uproot my entire life and move, and it is I choose to do this, actually. I don't have to. It kind of came out of the blue and not my full decision. However, I'm choosing to embrace this journey. And it's scary. It's unnerving. And I can imagine if you had a family and you had more established connections or career, whatever, this would be scary. So yeah, change is really, really weird. And this is why I want to remind people that they can question the life that they have been told to live. I also am not ignorant to believe that there are certain structures and systems that do work and that should be followed and that have been proven to work, you know? So I'm not out here just being like, give up everything, none of it works, because that is also false. I think there's a lot of strength in following some traditions and some structures, because one of the journeys I've found through studying freedom is that freedom cannot exist unless it has constraints. If you give someone full freedom for anything, it is overwhelming, it is paralyzing, and it often doesn't get you anywhere. And it's not freedom. So freedom is created when you have restrictions. And so yeah, I suppose not ignoring everything For example, I can already see this podcast being way too much of an overshare way too quickly. But the thing I want to start talking about soon is how we have kind of lost track and sight on traditional family values and family, raising children, like the joy of that. I think we're very lost and confused in this stage right now of what's going on. There's a lot of healing happening from the female side because it just is. More women are seeking therapy and self-reflection and discovery and wanting a stable emotional base more so than men. And that is causing a disparity between the sexes because women are not settling for men that are not doing the work. But there's also a need for these women to have families. And so we really are stuck in this weird space. And, you know, men feel hurt because they are not being heard and they're not being celebrated for what they have to offer. And so they're just saying, well, fuck it. I'm not going to have a woman in that case. And a lot of them are also choosing to not be in relationships or have families. So that, you know, I don't know if that is full freedom either. And so you can see just through my own questioning that freedom is so complicated. And that is why I'm so excited to delve into this world. Because one of the episodes, or a few episodes, I think this might end up being, I'm so excited to explore freedom through sexuality. You know, being someone that has personally been quite restricted in this realm for a really long time, up until probably only last year, I felt shame and guilt. And I felt dirty and I didn't feel like I could really sink into my full pleasure and voice my desires or even execute on my desires. And so this is a new path for me to be learning about what I even desire, not just in the bedroom, but even in life. I didn't know what I fully desired and I wasn't able to voice my desires and I'm still working through it. So one of the episodes is going to be around that. And then I want to find couples that are, you know, in open relationships or polyamorous relationships or whatever it is, just to question the norm. How interesting that this contradicts potentially completely to what I said before about traditional family values. Or does it? Is this just an evolution of where we are and where we're headed with relationships that maybe they are traditionally very bound to one another and we're super in love, but we are allowing each other to explore in a safe container with your partner different sexual desires. Instead of having one sexual partner, you might introduce someone every now and again. I love this, the free human concept, because it doesn't really have a set answer. I cannot give you an answer what freedom is. And you know, I remember someone saying to me, I think on Twitter, they said, "You're the face of freedom." And at first I was like, oh my God, cool. Yay, they see me for that. And then I was like, wait a minute. I don't think I know what freedom is. And I'm not sure I'm free because there's aspects of my life where I'm really not free. And so I just spiraled down and I was like, I'm not free. Yeah. And I think Free Human was also born during a time where I had the most material success, I would say. Or the idea, the concept was born then. But I felt the most trapped that I ever felt in my life. So I understood that freedom didn't come from just financial success. Like, that was shocking to me. I couldn't believe that. Are you kidding me? What else is there? And so it led me on this path of being very humbled to understand that I might never actually find out the answer of what freedom is. And how weird that is, because I'll be dedicating my life to this. I really don't see an end to it. I don't. I want to keep doing it. Honestly, this is one of those things that if I didn't get paid for it, which quite likely this will be the case soon, then I would still want to do it. what I mean by that is, like, right now I have a contract with a brand that has been very long-standing. And to be honest, my life hasn't been fully prioritized on the YouTubes lately, and I haven't learned the YouTube algorithms, and I do things on a whim, like recording a podcast at midnight into my phone and not being very professional. So I will likely be losing this contract, and so I will not be getting paid for these episodes, but I still want to do them. I still want to dedicate myself to it. It's going to be a messy journey, because it's like as if I'm restarting something, like it's as if I'm starting something new. But I have an audience behind it, and some are really pissed off at me for it. And some think that I'm a disgusting piece of shit for it. And that sucks. And then I get personal messages, and I have some comments of people just being so inspired by this, by the idea of, like, expanding their minds. A friend of mine messaged me. He was watching Shaden's Free Human episode, and Shaden talks about selling a van, one of his vans, luxury vans, for like $270,000, I think he said. And my friend messaged me. He was like, we were struggling to sell vans for what we built them for. And I didn't realize that there might be a market for luxury vans at that level. I think we're hitting the wrong market. So for him, just to have this moment of brain expansion of what else is possible in the realm of his own perceived reality, like, that's cool. For me to stretch people's minds like that, like, I'm being stretched by conversations with my friends all the time, and now this is just being passed on to others. I feel so insanely fortunate by the people I meet, and I meet so many people, and that is the joyful thing. I think vibrations kind of attract one another. And because I have, there is something very, very, very unique about a free human and someone that seeks this world. And I don't know, there is a different mindset thing. So it's like when we see a free human, we kind of gravitate to one another. And I'm sure there's a different definition of it that other people have of, like, hey, you're my vibe, let's be friends. I just haven't found a different label except for this one, the free human label, and it fits so perfectly. And I will try to figure out what this is, but this a twinkle in someone's eye, it's like this, it's like they're fully in control. They're in the driver's seat of their life. Perhaps, I'm still developing this theory, but they know that they will influence their life no matter what they're going through. Like, a lot of these people have gone through shit. They've gone through hell. But there's still something like, there's, yeah, I think that might be the way to describe it. It's like, I will drive this ship, even though it just hit an iceberg and it almost drowned. I'll rebuild it, and then I'll steer this ship in a direction that I want to go in. And, you know, I might lose friends, I might lose family over this, I might lose respect from society, I might give up everything that I have, I might have to make the toughest decisions, might have to break up with people that seem so right and move out of a city that seems so right for me, quit a job. But there's this, yeah, again, twinkle, it's like, I will steer the ship in the right direction for my own soul. And there's a very different level of conversations with these individuals. Because you can talk about the blessings, the curses of our lives. And a lot of them live a very unique lifestyle already. So they, you know, they have studied for 6 years, for example. And then they were like, no, don't want to do that. And then they end up doing something completely different because their soul told them to, and not, well, I put all this money into studies and I should do this. They were like, no, I'm going to give that up because my soul is telling me to do that. So yeah, the fact that I can bring these conversations to people that are interested in this topic really brings me great joy, because, yeah, I don't know. There's just something really, really fun about building the community of free humans all together. And is there anything else I want to say? I feel pretty complete. This is a very short episode to let you know that the Free Human podcast is launching. The reason it hasn't launched till now, but we have 7 episodes, is because I haven't actually recorded like podcasts with people. This wasn't meant to be a podcast thing. It was meant to be mini documentary series, about 15 to 20 minutes, where I ask a couple of questions and then explore their world with them, live with them for like a day or two and take you on the ride. But it just so evolved because this concept is bigger than myself. And now it wants to be a podcast. So I have 2 full length episodes. That's it. So we got this introduction one. And then we've got 2 other ones until I meet with Taban in Iraq. And I'm so excited to hear her story of how she freed herself from some pretty interesting situation where she was in Iraq. And then she's now in London. And these are the stories that also inspire me. I am going to have so many more diverse stories, people from different backgrounds, ethnicities. And we're just going to dive into, yeah, what it is that freedom means to them. My sister, she came on an episode recently. Well, this was February, my bad. And she spoke about, you know, giving up a $100,000 salary in order to become a farmer because she just felt really inspired to live outdoors and be connected to animals. She loves animals. And so that's freedom to her. Like when I asked her, do you think you're a free human? She literally burst out laughing and she was like, yeah, I think I'm a free human. And it was so instant for her. And, you know, then you ask people that have a $100,000 salary and they're doing the life that is by the books and they don't feel free at all. You can probably ask millionaires this as well. Me, when I was at my peak of success, material success, if you asked me if I was a free human, fuck no. So many more of these episodes to come. I would love it if you would rate this little tiny podcast beginnings 5-star wherever you're listening to it, and just help a sister out because she's kind of confused as to where we're going with this, but she ain't giving up. And with your backing and your support, your sharing of the stories, sharing of the podcast, sharing of the reels, liking, commenting, this is going to help so much, especially in the sea of so many freaking nagging Nancys online that drown out the voices that are coming on the podcast. And I don't want to dishearten these people that are opening up their private lives in order to come on these podcasts to share their stories, and then to read the comments of like them being like, I don't know, just, oh, you're selfish, or you're this, or you're label. Like, I want these people to see praise and recognition for them opening up private lives, so that more people come on. And I have bigger individuals with bigger voices that you're familiar with, that you're inspired by. Like, I want to get the big celebrities on here. I want to get the people that are going to Mars. I want to get freaking Elon Musk. I want to get whoever else you're thinking of. I want to get that person on. Actually, send me some DMs of suggestions of who you'd like to see on these episodes. Eva Zubek, Yona Yinton, Chelsea Kawhi. Like, these people are some that I've got my eyes set on and sights set on because they live such beautiful, interesting lives. So I'm excited to delve more into their reality. People that live in camper vans really inspire me because I can't wait to live in a camper van myself. Can't wait to live on a boat. So I'm sailing La Vagabond. Hopefully one day will come on the channel as well and explain how they travel the world with 2 boys, young couple sailing the entire globe, making YouTube videos with 2 boys. Now, yes, they have a very successful YouTube channel now, so funding-wise, they do it, but they didn't start off like this. And they're choosing to take their kids on this wild adventure. Are you kidding how inspiring that is to see that I can be a mom one day and have kids like this traveling with me, exploring the world? I mean, yes, sir. Thank you very much. It just makes being a parent not as scary and intimidating. I appreciate you. I am so glad to have you here. I am excited for us to begin this journey together. Wherever it may lead, this is the first of very many. And thank you. Thank you for being open to listening. even if it does get triggering at times, because I get it. I actually do feel triggered by some of these concepts myself, and I feel like sometimes I get jealous, I get annoyed. For me, the triggers I think are around relationships right now, with people being super happy in relationships and just like frolicking around and having kids and stuff, because I'm like, I don't know if that's actually going to be a possibility for me. I don't know if I see this in my future. And that becomes painful. And I understand that those triggers are just mine, and it's just something that I need to look at and heal. So, different triggers come up for different people depending on their circumstances in life. But what I can guarantee is there's going to be growth through this journey. And so with that being said, it is midnight exactly, and I'm going to sign off and get myself to bed. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you, and I'll see you in the next episode of Free Human with Sorel Amor. Good night.